It really is madness at this stage where you have a situation where you have fish processors, you know, in Killybegs or Castletown Bear down in Cork, who, you know, in the past would have been able to get their fish from Irish boats, local boats, in their own harbour. But because those boats are tied up due to the Brexit, due to the appalling share of the fish out of Irish waters that we get, but more recently due to the fact that there's a huge increase in fuel costs and that the Irish government have provided no subsidies for fishermen. If you look at France, Spain, other European countries, they have. We just have a crisis. Boats are tied up. You know, we're having to get fish from Spanish and Norwegian boats in our own waters. That's the scale of the scandal.
So then, where does the solution lie in this? Is it in providing more for Irish fishermen, or even say if there was an energy credit kind of provided to allow these boats to fuel up, would these fish processors still have to go to these foreign boats in order to be able to do their job?
I think the urgent thing is that we need a subsidy for the fishermen. The European Union has signed off on that. We have a significant subsidy in France and Spain and other European countries, and for some reason our own government have refused to do it again and again because they're using European money to tie up boats instead. But they want to fish. These are fishermen. They want to fish and they need support to do that. That's the first thing. The second thing is we need to get a fair share of the fish in Irish waters. It is a mortal sin to see boats tied up or being decommissioned soon while, you know, there still is boats from all across Europe out there in our waters, including super trawlers hoovering up fish.
Yes, and as a final point perhaps, how grave is the situation for Irish boats, maybe particularly, I don't know if you can talk in relation to Killybegs in particular, how many boats are on the brink of being decommissioned and permanently being tied up, not just as a temporary measure, but being wrapped up completely?
Well, we had a situation months ago now where, which was unprecedented, where every single fishing organisation from inshore, islands, local community groups, right up to every producer organisation on the island wrote to the minister appealing for subsidy supports for this energy crisis, saying that they couldn't stay in the water, and nothing has been done in those months, nothing to financially support them. It's an unprecedented crisis in our fishing communities. I appeal to the minister to intervene and keep our fishermen at sea and keep the livelihoods going in coastal communities.